handle the truth.
It's my turn. Oh, song's over. Hey, it's Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for being here. We're going to call it Tuesday. Why not? I mean, wait. It's March 5th. It's a Tuesday, 2024. Well, that's what the days they tell us that today is. And by gosh, if you don't play by their rules, they'll send a guy with a gun and a badge to blow your head off. I've yet to figure this out. Where did we decide that we told the police department at any time you find a crime, whether it's jaywalking, speeding, failure to stop at a stop sign, you pit maneuver and execute that individual to get that $150 out of them? Where did we get off? Where did we get off at this? How did we get off at this junction? Don't say, well, Jimmy, you don't know. The streets are violent and they're, guys, the harder you press on a spring, listen to the words I'm saying here, the harder the spring will push back. You cannot put people in society under this much pressure and expect them to act normal. Why do people get nervous when they see a cop coming the other direction on a road? Oh, was I speeding? Was my turn signal on? My mirror set right? Am I sitting up? I got my seatbelt on? Oh, crap, I got to go through all these things. That is emotional abuse. Period. And we have normalized ourselves into a situation where we have find ourselves in this grand scheme of things going, oh, well, we're all free here in America, except for my cell phone, it spies on me, and my camera on my laptop spies on me, and my camera up there spies on me, and then my tablet camera, I don't know where it's on, I don't know where the camera is on the tablet, right there, it spies on me. There's cameras on the back. They spy on me. The camera's on my phone, and they spy on me, the microphone on my phone. Hello, FBI. Hello. Let me get something really clear here. They will listen to everything I have to say, except for the part where we're tired of their crap. They'll make sure that they'll catch you if you say the wrong words and the wrong phrases, because there's a computer in Salt Lake City that will say, oh, red flag, go look at this guy's conversation. He's a bad guy. Bad guy do bad thing. He white guy. When are we going to sit there and have this? When are we going to sit there and have this honest conversation about how we got here and what we're really doing? And when are we going to actually be honest with each other? I mean, the problem I'm having here is that we can't have that conversation because we can't be honest about how sick and how under pressure we really are, moment by moment by moment by moment by moment by moment by moment. Hey, Marcia Anderson, good to see you. She says, oh, heck, your smart meter from the electric company spies on us. Well, yeah, because they know when you're using the power. And if you use too much power, did you know that the electric company will call the authorities and have them sent out to you to see if you have some type of illegal activity going on at your house, even if you're paying for the power? If they feel that your power consumption is far too high for whatever square footage house that they have given you to live in, then they'll send the authorities. If you don't use electricity, they'll send the authorities as well, saying that you're not paying for your electricity service. That when you live in a home, you're required to have electric service. You're required to pay for the sewer and water. You're required. You guys don't know about this? No, they'll send the cops out there, send the city authorities, the inspectors and the city council and the lawyers will get involved to come out and find out why you're not consuming their products. Now, you want to tell me that we live in a free country? Are you sure? Now, I'm going to eat my jelly beans here I was eating before. Super Tuesday, I'll be up work until 11:30 listening to the results. Well, it'll probably take that long just to get it around to it. There goes my Bitcoin miner operation, says Marcia Enderton. Well, Marcia, you're doing better than the rest of us. By the way, Susan Bly says, hello, Jim. She says it with a British accent because she's from Oklahoma. I'm just making that part up. I don't think Susan Bly's has any type of British accent, so I think she's doing just fine there. So, anyway, no, thank you guys so much for being here. John Candy, good to see you. Marcia Enderton, good to see you. Carrie Heiserman. Jonathan is here, and so much more. So, guys, thank you for being here to listen to the ranting and raving of a guy who's tired of it for you. I mean, we really are. I mean, it's got to get old for you guys. Anyway, going back, the harder you press on a spring, the harder the spring presses back on you. And when it does an exaggerated, uncontrolled motion. Why do you think people get weird around cops? Because they're here to protect us, Jimmy. They do everything to make sure that you're safe and everything. She says she's from Indiana. Well, I don't know if Indiana has an accent, but Susan, we're going to say you sound like you're British, so I'm just kidding you on that one. Guys, we can't sit back on this stuff and expect ourselves to really come out of this a better way. We have to step back away from these people. I honestly, guys, listen. I don't want police patrols. I really don't. I don't want LIDAR patrols. I don't want one cop sitting in a car anywhere until they're called. And they're to go to that place where they were called and then go home. I will pay any public official to stay home and stop doing imaginary crap. Please, keep your job. But just stop doing stuff. And yes, we have Super Tuesday today. And yes, we found out that Uncle Barry has been sent. Susan Bly says, like my local cops. Yeah, I hope they're 300 pounds and dying of diabetes because I don't want them off their butts. Unless you call them. But they shouldn't be pulling your ID. They shouldn't be running your license plate. Hey, by the way, guys, there are cameras everywhere in this country. I am watching thousands of them being put up in Wichita, Kansas, right down the street from my house. So they run my tag every time I go by to go to my house. They run my tag if I go to Home Depot or Lowe's or Menards. If I go to the mall, if I go to, where was it I saw the other day? There was one in a really weird area, and I'm like, why are they doing it here? And it was in and out of a shopping center. So every shopping center is getting these cameras, guys. They have a little 1-foot by 1-foot solar panel, and they've got a little oval-looking camera on it on a black pole sitting right next to the street in very weird locations. Guys, they're monitoring your travel right now. They're tracking your license plate everywhere you go. And you don't think the 15-minute cities are coming? You don't think the special taxation for your license plate's coming? Guys, they've been doing it in England for 20 years. When I was in London in 2003, or was it 2002? 2002 or 2003? 2002 or 2000? I don't know. Anyway, they had those cameras then. They monitored your car, and the closer you got into the center of the city, it was a $5, $6, $8, $10, $12. Every time you got closer and closer, and then, you know, that's if you left and you came back, you got hit again that same day. See, my problem with this is, folks, is that we're giving in to our government all these little precious freedoms because what? Your safety? Well, they catch the thieves faster, and if there's a person with a warrant, they could get them. What are you talking about? For safety? Remember how safety worked out 4 years ago during the whole, oh, we're all going to die of the Mexican beer flu, the coronavirus? Remember that Mexican beer flu that was going to kill us all? How did that work out? Oh, we had a glitch in Facebook today. We had a glitch in Instagram and Messenger and all this other stuff. All these websites went down. Super Tuesday. They're normalizing these behaviors because they think you're too stupid to notice. They think you're too stupid to notice. That's it. Jonathan says, major metropolitan areas I spy with my little eye. Well, Jonathan, I have found these in Andover, Kansas, which has only got 10,000 people in it. I have found these in Miami. I have found them in Detroit. I have found them in Chicago. I have found them in Arizona. I have found them in San Antonio. I have found, I'm trying to think of all the places I've been recently that I started paying attention to these cameras. Guys, these things are all across our country, and the company that's out of Florida is so dang proud of themselves that they're catching thieves from stealing cars. So they know where the car went. That's how they're, that's why they're doing it. They're not reading those license plates for tracking purposes. They're not collecting data. You're so silly, you silly little man, little woman. You're crazy. Or, I mean, I guess I'm supposed to include all the genders, all two of them. But again, this is a problem for us. These camera systems were developed because a guy got his expensive car stolen, so he devised cell phones. These are live cell phone signals that are never ending and are always on, and they capture with that little blue square, that little yellow square to the license plate, take a photo of that, they timestamp it exactly where you are and send it to law enforcement, and law enforcement is the only one who can look at it. Do you think that this is going to end well? But remember, guys, it's about your freedom. It's about your, you know, it's about keeping you safe. We'd hate to see you guys fall into a pit of despair where you guys can't, you know, be safe just driving around your own neighborhood. It's about your safety. It's about your safety. Edward, good to see you. Says warm greetings, Freaky Tuesday, and I'm blocked from access to Facebook. I see that, Edward. Sorry about that, buddy. But, you know, Facebook has been around for almost two decades, and they still suck. Just saying. And by the way, if you are the CEO of Meta, see, remember, they changed their name so that they can't be liable for the things that they did to you before with all the, you know, voter suppression and stuff. Remember, that was taken away. When you are the CEO of Meta, you don't go to Twitter and say, yes, Facebook is down. Because you look like a dummy. You really look like a dummy. Don't, hey, Mr. CEO of Meta, don't go to Twitter and say, yes, Facebook is down. Because that means people are on Twitter looking at Twitter and not Facebook. Hello. What are you doing? I don't, if I own McDonald's, you're not going to catch me at Burger King. If I own McDonald's and I'm the CEO of McDonald's, I'm not in the Wendy's drive-thru. I'm not on Wendy's Facebook page commenting about how great their spicy chicken is. Do you guys see this? Do you guys see where the calendar, the money, the history, the religion, the politics, the food, the water, the air, the lights, everything is fake and false and it's make-believe. I mean, seriously, just sit inside of yourself for a second and be willing to be broken and say, I may not understand the world I live in very well, and I may have accepted a lie and also told the same lie to other people. Marsha Enderton says, well, most stolen cars are never recovered. Yeah, but now we've got cameras surveilling you. See, that way we know where your car is at all times. Yay. My truck is got a, it's got a tracker in it. It knows where it's at. If I have something in the wrong on the truck, my Ford app that I have on my phone will tell me that your catalytic converter is not happy. that your whatever it was isn't working right. Your door is ajar. Your alarm has gone off. How does my truck that's not turned on connect with the Wi-Fi in whatever area I'm in, no matter whether I'm in Florida or in Texas? When I got my truck broken into Texas, I got a message, and I was asleep. It got a notification from my truck that my truck was broke into in San Antonio. I wasn't connected to the Wi-Fi. How did it do that? Do you think that we need more cameras to do that? We've already got this shoved up our butt anyway. But I digress. I mean, we have to be better than this. Why are we asking for more surveillance? Are you guys really this afraid of life in general? Are you guys really terrified of this stuff? And just, are you guys a bunch of fraidy cats? I will stop pressuring you for freedoms and liberties if you guys are this delicate. If you guys are this much of a snowflake. We don't use snowflake anymore. Remember, we used to use that. Now, if you guys are too much of a snowflake to take care of your own crap and you don't want big government in there, I mean, if you guys are that way, I will soften my speech for you. I will not call you stupid the way that they do. I will say, I believe that you are intelligent in your own way, and how they feel about your stupidity is not my, that's not how I feel about you. Is that what you want me to say? But let's go back to the beginning of all this. The harder you push on a spring, the harder the spring pushes back. This is why people overreact and don't act with goodwill, and they don't have the ability to handle the pressures, especially when we have a government that can make up anything they want. Now, I have gone down a lot of paths. I've gone down a lot of rabbit holes or whatever you want to call it, and I have seen a lot of things, and I will tell you guys that we need to start standing up for ourselves in real ways. We need to start saying that we're not going to do this, we're not going to play this game, we're not going to be a part of it anymore. There is so much going on around us right now that we have these amazing opportunities to do amazing things. But if you don't free your mind and free yourself of the pressure and stresses that are going on around you, you're just going to burn out, man. You're going to burn out so much faster. And that's a real thing. The burn rate of a human being, of a cat, a dog, a horse, a bird, it doesn't matter. They all have a burn rate. And the more stress, emotionally, physically, spiritually, that a person goes through, it burns that candle out faster. So be mindful when you think about these things. What do you want your future to look like? What do you want it to be like for you going forward in your future? Do you want your future to be amazing? Then start thinking amazing. Start expecting amazing. Sorry, those jelly beans. Sorry about that. Start believing that the world around you is amazing, and start understanding this is really okay. It's okay to want the best for this world. It's okay to want the best for your neighbor. It's okay to want the best for your country. That's good. And you also can expect your public servants to be so transparent, you're tired of hearing how they did it wrong, because they're trying to get it right, and they're telling you over and over and over again, they're so transparent. But we can't seem to get there, can we? We can't start getting there. Well, how about Uncle Barry flying, I don't know, just under 500,000 people across the border, skipping the borderline and bringing them directly into the country? Uncle Barry, or the pedo in chief, I don't know, whichever one you want. Uncle Barry's been to Epstein's Island. We're not talking about that anymore. Supposedly Ron DeSantis declassified all of Epstein's court records as a governor's order, which I don't know why it had to go that far to be able to release that information, but the governor did release Epstein's case from back in 2012 or 2013. What about the flight logs that we were all so excited about that were going to be released that we've all had for 5 and 6 and 8 years? I've known about Epstein for a long, long time. But our government spent money flying people across the border to skip the processing into our country. That's an invasion. That is treason. But I got something that I want to blow your mind with here, and I want you to really think about this for a second. Right now, Trump is going through the electoral process of having the primaries, right? This is the part of the process of getting to the electoral college and, you know, all that good stuff in November, correct? Here's my thought. I'm going to put this out here. It's now March 5th. It's 4:21 p.m., and I'm going to come out with this. I'm going to tell you right now, I think they're going to do a reverse steal. I think that they're going to go in and they're going to cheat for Trump. And so it looks like Trump cheated to disqualify him from being president in the election. Guys, they don't have to cheat for one side. They cheat for whoever they want to win. And if they go in and they can do it in a way in such a sloppy and open, I mean, they already did most of that already, and we're too stupid to hold them accountable. And yes, there is arrests, and there are jail sentences, and there have been convictions, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. I get that. But what if we go into this whole thing, and it's a reverse steal? What if they go in, and they go ahead and let Trump have that great, big landslide victory. Oh, yeah, MAGA country. Woo, praise Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, baby. Woo, yeah. Or whatever it is they say when they win the presidency. What happens when they do the reverse steal and they make it look like Trump's people were the one that were doing it all along? When they tie it back to Russia, Russia, Russia. Isn't that the next obvious move? But here's how we keep them from doing it, guys. Here's how we keep them from doing it. We keep them from doing it by calling it out. We keep bad things from happening because they say, hey, 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 I'm watching you. Don't put your finger in your nose. Don't do it. Don't do it. Maybe in another timeline you did, but I'm going to call you out in this timeline, and you're not going to put your finger in your nose because I'm watching you. You're getting ready to put your finger in your nose, aren't you? You're going to put your finger in your nose. Don't put your finger in your nose. Do you see how that works? Do you see how that simply works? By calling out the bad behaviors, the irrational. It just seems like it's too much. Like, oh, that's just too crazy, Jim. I can't. How would they ever do that? Have you not seen what they've done to us over and over and over again? They have done this to us purposely. They've got us so flip-flopped and moved around that they're going to go in. And they're going to do the reverse. They're going to cheat for Trump. And they're going to exaggerate it in such a way that Trump will go to jail. And those that support him are obviously the insurrectionists. They're the ones who are trying to subvert the government. That's the treasonous people right there, Your Honor. Those people there who stole the election. So then we're going to have to sit around and we're going to have to do this whole thing about, you know, I don't know, you know, over-explaining that we didn't do it, that they did it, and they're the ones that did it, Your Honor, and they're not the ones, and this and that. And then the court of public opinion is going to go down the road, and, well, we're just going to have to keep old Uncle Joe in there because until we can get this figured out, we can't change horses because, by golly, Kamala Harris gets to have the final say on how the delegates or how the electoral ballots are called. You know that, right? And she will be able to say, someone will come into the mic, oh, I object to those delegates brought into by Mississippi. Denied. I deny that Missouri. Denied. I did this for Oklahoma. Denied. New York. Denied. She gets to make it up, guys. She's the absolute gatekeeper. That's why when I told everybody back in the election, I said, listen, we get to go in and we get to have Pence do the right thing and send these electoral ballots back to the states, and they'll do their own ballot count. They'll do their own count in each one of the House of Representatives, which we control 40-some of them, and we will win in a landslide, and it's over. And she knows that, they know that, and you don't. And that's how stupid they think you are. There is a lot more going on around us and a lot more evil going on around us than we just don't even want to admit it. If we actually were to admit how much of this is really mostly our fault because we're not paying attention, then that's when the process of healing begins. I think, guys, right now, I do believe that there are, I mean, yes, we can continue on and we can continue to make this, you know, reoccurring mistake over and over again. And we can kick this can down the road and 20 or 30 years, this country will be so unrecognizable, it won't even make sense to us. Just like Iraq and Iran. How come that we... Hey, John, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a minute, buddy. Thank you so much for being here. How come if you go back to Iraq and Iran and you look at Bangkok and you look at... Why am I having a drawing a blank on some of the biggest cities in that area? Anyway, you go back into the 60s and 70s before America got involved in Iraq and Iran and started destabilizing and bringing Saddam Hussein into power and all that good stuff. Do you guys really understand that those areas were actually tourist traps? Like, tourists would go there and spend weeks at a time on their vacation. They would travel into these different places. You guys know that? You guys always think of it, it's like some dirt hole that nobody wants to go to where there was nothing to see, but the relics and the antiquities that were there were amazing, and people traveled around the world to go study there and go vacation there and bring their families there. But we can't have that conversation, right? Because we're too busy looking at America going, how could that ever happen to us? Why don't you talk to Muammar Gaddafi, one of the wealthiest men on earth who had his country on path to have free living, free water, free education for everyone, and the country was free of debt, and they came in and they assassinated him. Gaddafi was a good guy. He wasn't what you were raised to think. He wasn't that guy. He was a good guy. He was one of the good ones. But we can't have that conversation because if we say that Muammar Gaddafi was one of the good ones and the CIA thinks that we're the bad ones because we're not falling or stepping in line to what it is that they want to see for us. And I do believe that these people are so far off a course that it will never recover in a lot of ways, and then we'll always be suspicious of, and which we should be. But Uncle Barry has flown 500,000 people into our country without going through the border. There are estimates anywhere from the minimum of 8 million up to 17 million new people in America Wichita, Kansas has only got maybe, we're just right around a million people with the suburbs and the major metropolitan area. 580 in Wichita, and then you kind of accumulate everybody around and within the little metro area we have here. It's right around a million. So 17 Wichitas moved to America. Wichita is where Spirit makes most every single airplane part on Earth. It's probably one of the biggest plane manufacturing parts facilities on Earth. Cessna is here. Beechcraft is here. Learjet is here. Case New Holland Skid Steers is here. I mean, there's all these different manufacturings here. So what I'm telling you is that we have literally duplicated Wichita by 17 times of illegal people here who are getting anywhere up to almost $20,000 a month in government aid. I don't know if you guys are getting 20 grand a month, but I know Social Security ain't getting, recipients ain't getting 20 grand a month. I mean, Marge retired after working for the school system for almost 40 or was almost 50 years, and her Social Security was $600. $680. It was penance. It was horrible. How could a school teacher retire at that level after almost a half a century of working for one public school system? But yet we have illegal aliens here at the tune of up to 17 million who are living in five-star hotels in Manhattan and other parts of this country at the tune of 20 grand a month. How many veterans could you service with that? How many people could you put in residence, you know, the homeless? How many people could you take out of poverty and pump them up a little bit? How many people could you do? How about you just fill the potholes in our country? How about you quit trying to x-ray my nuts every time I go through the TSA line? How about we just don't do that stuff to each other anymore? But we got Super Tuesday today. And everybody that's out there, you guys better be voting with the best finger you got. Because that's about all left you got unless you're willing to stand up and do other things. Unless you're still willing to stand up and go to the city council meetings and the county commission meetings and the legislative meetings. So my problem with this is, guys, is we have ourselves a situation where it's out of control. Hey, Carol, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Susan says they are going to shut off the cards they gave them on March 11th, 2024. Well, that's going to hurt a little bit, don't you think? My thing is, guys, is I know that we are doing an amazing work, and I know that we are all in a very positive way doing a lot of great things. And I know that a lot of you guys have got your hearts in the right place, and I know you're doing great work. But there are so many things coming at us right now that this whole thing with Uncle Barry flying, Pedo Joe flying in, or whoever it is, flying these people directly into our country and dropping them off. I'm hearing people say, well, they didn't know that the sanctuary cities were a real thing. They've never even heard that term before. Sanctuary cities, you haven't heard of that? What rock have you lived under? So as we go through all these things, as we go to look at all this stuff, we know that that's happening. But at the same time, Fannie Willis has got her Fawny. I guess now we've got more people talking about Fawny. Now they're using the proper name, Fawny. It's not Fanny. I don't know. I was just reading it like it spelled. But as we go through all this stuff, we have to understand that the things are with Letitia James is falling apart. The stuff in D.C. is falling apart. Stuff in Georgia is falling apart. But they're letting a lot of these black women take the fall. And why is it that women after women are women after women after women after women, women after women, woman after woman, women, women, woman? Why are you guys keep being put in these leadership roles so that you guys can fail? I mean, as a woman and the group of women that need, as you guys, I think you guys would kind of stand up and say, hey, 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 we're done with this whole being put into position so we can fail. The people like Fannie up there or down there in Georgia, you know, she just doesn't see herself. She doesn't see she's being the problem. I mean, there are all kinds of these stories across the board, and we got to understand there's a lot of this going on. Now, I will tell you that Tom Holm, the gentleman I've spoke with who was part of the Homeland Security and a part of Border Patrol and all that stuff, he did say that these are sleeper cells, that they are putting enemy combatants into our country all over. And even Elon Musk is talking about a 9/11 situation over and over again. But how do we stop them from their course? How do we get them to change that? Call them out. Call out the bad behavior. Call out the plane trips that are being paid for across this country. Call out the fact that we're flying these people with free plane tickets anywhere they want to go. El Paso, you just walk into the airport and say, oh, hablo no inglés. I want to go to Pittsburgh. And they get you on a plane. When I was in San Antonio, I showed you guys on the show that there is a separate line for people coming across the border to get in the San Antonio airport TSA line and not have to be TSA'd. There's a special line for immigrants in TSA in San Antonio. I showed you guys the picture. It was right after I had gone down there. I saw this line, and I'm like, what is this? And I watched this guy, and he's got these other pieces. He's got pieces of paper, and he's, you know, walking around, and, you know, and they look at him, and they go, all right, and they just wave him through. He didn't get the old check. You know, didn't get the old rectal exam. He didn't get the pat down, get his boobs filled up. Didn't get the old x-rays of his nuts. No, he just got waved right on through. Where he was going, I have no idea. But that's how they handle them in TSA. While you and I, we have to get our x-rays, and they turn the imaging down on the screen so that they can't see the actual hairs on your body, but that's the photos and the x-rays they're taking of you. And I had some guy go, oh, well, those x-rays are they're so low powered that they only go into your skin paper thin. It just bumps up against your skin and it just sloughs off. So I can shove something in my body and you won't be able to detect it? Is that what you just said? Or is the idea of the x-rays, if I shove something in my body, you can detect it? Which way is it? How stupid do you think we are? Oh, you must think we're really stupid, because even their own x-ray machine says anal logic on the side of it. A-N-A-L-O-G-I-C. Anal logic. That is the new contract. Look it up, guys. Look up anal logic. Oh, yeah. Look it up. They had got a big, 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 multi-billion dollar contract with the FAA to put in new tube-shaped x-rays called anal logic, and it's right on the side of it. It says A-N-A-L-O-G-I-C. It's about this big and letters about that tall. It says anal logic. Yes, this is about as much logic as a butt. I don't know. I had so much more to say there. I'm like a 12-year-old in my brain here. Oh, folks, we have to get better than this, right? John Kay says we should all be pissed off beyond freaking belief. Well, again, we should, but we're not, because the electricity's on and my Facebook's working and my Twitter's working and my Cloud Hub is working and my TikTok is working, so I'm fine. Guys, you have to look at things differently. You have to understand that there are things out here that you have to take charge of. And the police department, I've had this conversation 1,000 times if I had it once. There is going to be a point in time when the police department has to figure out what it is that they're going to do. The policy officers, that's all police departments are, by the way. They don't enforce laws. You know that? You understand that, how that works. City is policy. The county enforces law. But you don't pay attention to those little things. That's how they get you. And I wish that we would pay more attention to these little details of how they use words against us. Just like I told you yesterday. Kamala, the dash, you got to keep camel dash in there. Kamala, I guess the dash is silent on this one. She gets to dictate what gets counted and doesn't get counted in the Electoral College. That seems significant. But what happened to the impeachment of Joe? Oh, he's too much of an old dollar to be able to be stand trial, but he can run the country for another 4 years. Thank God. Whew! I was so worried about him being able to handle the country. But, you know, if he can't handle it at court trial because he's elderly, well, we just better let that go. What in the flip-flop? What are you talking about? How does that work for you? No! If he cannot stand trial, he doesn't get to run the country. Huh? Hello? Now, I don't know if you guys have actually realized that there is a huge, huge lawsuit come out with P. Diddy. And there are a lot of people out there talking about it because I do believe that this is going to bring down a lot of the people in these inner circles. Why? My camera just seems to be a little dark today. I'm going to bring it up. Do I seem brighter? Not more intelligent, but I'm just brighter. Hi. Anyway, when this P. Diddy stuff continues to come out, this is Weinstein. Okay, remember Harvey Weinstein, the guy that Obama and the Barrys and Michael Obama and they all loved and they all, oh, you know, we love old Weinstein. Well, it's coming out that to be able to be a great rap star, you have to be able to like same-sex sex. Just saying. Look it up. It's bad. It's going to make a lot of the stuff that we used to look at with some other people, and it's going to get ugly. Edward says, speaking of getting better, may I order iodine through you, or which brand product might I get started with? Edward, I tell you, send me a messenger or send me a text, either one, or send me a messenger, whatever, get a hold of me, email me, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com. I'll send you a link of how to take the iodine. Iodine is so cheap. You can get two bottles, which will last you like 3 months for $12 or $14. There's just no money to be made on it. It is so amazingly good for you. Well, I take that back. Take that back. Edward, go to mydailynaturals.com and order the iodine there. Mydailynaturals.com, order it there. You can do the methylfolate, iodine, copper, and magnesium. You get those, and it ships to you monthly. I make a little bit on it, guys. It's not much. You guys get a 10% discount for doing the subscription. Guys, go order it there. I do believe that there's iodine, and iodine's in that package, and there's like no money to be made on the iodine, really. We don't make anything on it. By the time that we pay for the labeling and the packaging and shipping, like, it's mostly just a service to you. Seriously. When we send out the My Daily Naturals package, the My Daily Naturals basic cell function package, mydailynaturals.com, when we send that out, we're not making that much on it because there's just not a lot of margins on it. There really isn't. And so when we send those out to you guys, we're giving you guys a discount on it, packaging it together, shipping it out to you guys, and let's do that. Let's go to mydailynaturals.com, do it that way. And that way you're going to get the methylfolate, which is going to help your liver. You're going to get the magnesium, which helps your muscles. You're going to get the methylfolate, which is the basic cell function package in your body that you got to have to get your cells function right. You're going to get the copper, which helps your skin, helps your heart, helps your gray hair. And you're going to get the iodine, which helps your thyroid and your liver and your ovaries and your testicles and your prostate and your breast tissue and your everything. Iodine isn't everything, guys. If you don't have iodine, you are not working at all. So anyway, Carol says on June 22nd, 2018, Analogic announced the completion of a merger agreement with the affiliate of Altris Capital Partners, an LLC, acquired all outstanding shares of Analogic, making Analogic a privately held company. Well, we all want our anal's logic held privately or something like that. Anyway, thank you for that, Carol. Yeah, there's Analogic has got a lot of, you know, they got a lot of big money out there. Look up their contracts of Analogic and the federal government, and they are killing it. It was a tens of billions of dollar contract. I want to say somewhere in the $50 billion range. You have to add up all the different contracts because they were kind of issued out over different times. But they're putting all new x-rays in there and all new x-rays machines. You don't have to take your clothes off. You don't have to take your shoes. You don't have to take your laptops out of your bag anymore. You can put everything in one container. According to Analogic, you can run it all through one. But then you go to another airport and they're like, why aren't you taking your shoes off? Put that crap in a different thing. Step it right over here. You got to do it over here. Oh, you're not cooperating. Ooh. I'm like, I'm not cooperating. This is a test. Every single time I go to a new airport, Washington, D.C. was different. Detroit was different. Chicago's different. Wichita is different. San Antonio's different. Phoenix is different. It doesn't matter. Dallas is different. They're all different. Every single one of the processes is different. And by the way, they're all different human beings. And they've all had a crappy morning, obviously. I think that they literally go into these people and like put electrodes on their body parts and then just see. Like, they just keep them in, like, every time they start to feel good, they're like, there's something about these people when they're at work, they hate themselves. And they hate you, too. They really do. I it's so hard. Lana Johnson says, can you buy it at a vitamin shop? Most of the time, iodine has to be bought online. I've yet to find one vitamin shop that actually has a potassium iodine, which is what you need. Anyway, so look it up. My Daily Naturals, you can buy just the iodine if you like from My Daily Naturals, which is done through a pill. You can do iodine through a pill. You don't have to do the liquid. But My Daily Naturals, you can do that. And if we don't have it listed there, just email us and we'll supply you with it. So that way we can work that out. All right. I hope that confused everybody. I did a good job, didn't I? And but yeah, mydailynaturals.com. Mydailynaturals.com is where you get your guys' vitamins. All right, guys, listen. I think they're going to try to do a reverse steal. I think they're going to try and make it look like Trump stole the whole election. I think there's going to be that coming out. Then we're going to have the problems where Colorado still hasn't figured out whether Trump is on the ballot or not. I think we're going to still find that Maine and some other places are going to have the same problem as well. But again, guys, this is, if you guys talk about this and you start pushing back on this, it won't happen. It's really that simple. If you guys literally start working on saying, hey, I think they're going to try to do a reversal. I think they're going to try to make Trump win in a landslide so then they could say that he stole the election and then they're going to sue him and then take the office from him because there'll be all this evidence that they planted. How good is the CIA and the NSA and all these other three-letter agencies in our country? They're amazing at what they do. They've been doing this globally forever. Go back and watch Burning Ukraine, an Oliver Stone film. I hate Oliver Stone. I don't like the guy. But he literally, yes, Edward, energy, iodine synergy. Yes, that's absolutely right. That's the one you want. This is what they do. We destabilize countries all across the globe. This is what we always do. And we're destabilizing our own country because we ran out of things to do. These guys need to go home and get fat and leave us alone. Guys, let's do a deal. Yeah, all in favor of telling all the government agencies, all the bureaucracies to just go home and leave us alone. All those in favor say aye. I mean, no, and we'll pay them. I will pay them the rest of their salary for the rest of their life if they will just go home and stop government. Stop doing government. Stop playing government. All those in favor? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the bureaucracy. I'm tired of worrying about, oh, by the way, guys, my homeowner's insurance took a satellite image from a year and a half ago of my yard and said that you have a trip hazard in your backyard. It has to be moved. In my back fenced yard, my insurance company told me I had to move things, and they canceled my insurance until I moved the trip hazard. Now my insurance company is an HOA. Now my insurance company is playing government in my backyard. Now my insurance company tell me what a trip hazard is or isn't. I mean, this is absolutely breathtaking, guys. But this is happening in real time right in front of your face. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you my real life experiences. I had the environmental inspector tell me that the wood wasn't stacked. This was about 6 years ago. That my wood in my backyard, because my gate was open, he could see in my backyard. The wood in my backyard had, I had taken out 36 trees out of the yard. I took a lot out. There was a lot of these old elm trees that were dying. And I stacked up the wood because I didn't want to haul it all off. And some of it I wanted to just burn, you know, have it in the backyard for, you know, a little bonfire, you know, once in a while, you know, go out there and watch the wood burn. Well, it had fallen over. They gave me an environmental ticket for debris, D-E-B-R-I-S, debris. Why is debris with an I-S? That's how you spell debris, right? Anyway, our English language, still working on it. And it's my first language too, so go figure. Now, we have a situation where my government tells me that, you know, hey, your wood's not stacked right, and I got a $168 ticket. It was like $200. Hey, Karen, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a long time. Karen lives up in Salina. Thank you so much for being here. So, guys, when you guys are done with government, you guys say, hey, listen, government, just go home. All you guys on the payroll, we're just going to keep paying you, and as you die off, you either at 65, we're going to send you on retirement. We're going to keep giving your check. Just go home. Just go home. Stop. And now if you get another job, we'll stop paying you. But until then, you can get a paycheck. Meter maids, everybody, just go home. The cops cannot leave the cop shop until we call them. We don't want them patrolling. I'm serious. If we shoot a guy who's in our house because he broke into our house, I'll call the coroner. I don't need the police here. That's it. I don't need an investigator. He broke into my house. I shot him. He's gone. Bye. Leave me alone. I mean, seriously. And guys, and when we start standing up and talking this way, this is how we create the difference. Juliana, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And then Carol's like, keep giving them vaccines. Oh, yeah, keep dumbing them down. By the way, guys, I saw a statistic out there that says that 5.3 billion people took the first shot. Now, that number dropped off exponentially after the very first one. But there were over 5 billion people worldwide that took that first shot. Now, guys, I couldn't give away 5 billion $1 bills in a lifetime. But they were able to give out 5 billion shots. That's 5 billion cotton swabs in a package, in a box. That's 5 billion needles in a cover, in a syringe with a plunger, and the packaging for that, and then the box for that. 5 billion initial shots were given out on this globe. Guys, if you don't think that's a problem, you're not paying attention. That means there's a lot of dummies out there. And when we talk about the word ascension, when we talk about people, we talk about the rapture, remember the story of the wheat and the tares. The tares were put into the fire and the wheat was kept. Remember, the rapture is not always, that the canonized version of the rapture being called into the air, That is an assumption. Those of us who understand that there'll be those that fall away because they chose a different path, that's on them, and they'll be called away. We won't. See, remember, the fact is that we are the power. We have it in us to be amazing. That we give ourselves over to bad things and we give ourselves over to someone else other than our God, and we look around and go, boy, why am I not feeling so good? I took that vaccine because God gave it to me, right? Did God give it to you, or did that small g government give it to you? See, again, guys, we're not focusing on the right things. We're not paying attention to the right parts of things. And we get caught up in assumptions and infer and do different things, and we have to be careful. At the end of the day, your freedom and your liberty is up to you, and that's what you should be fighting for. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching the show today. Again, remember, Uncle Barry's out there doing his best to create as much chaos as possible, and if that means that he's going to let Trump win so that he can sue Trump for the next 3 to 4 years and screw with his presidency over and over and over and over and over again, just like they did the first one, that's what they're going to do. They're going to say he's an election denier. He's going to say, oh, the election was safe and secure. And they're going to say, no, it wasn't. Oh, it wasn't. Trump was a liar. All right, guys, I got to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for everything you guys are doing out there. And never, ever stop talking. Guys, you guys are the difference maker. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will we win. We will win. I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer out there. Good to see so many of you guys out there. Rhonda and John and Julianne and Jonathan and Carrie Heiserman, as well as Susan and all the others. John Kennedy, Karen, Marsha Enterton. It was great to see you. Tanya Price, I got to see you out there as well. And also Carol, thank you so much for what you guys are doing. And guys, if you need anything from me, remember, just email me, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com. And remember, you guys are always the answer. The Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.